Maria, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you for having me.
Where do illustrated children's books fall for you in relation to literature at large? I mean, are they fascinating you more or less than other genres more frequently discussed by literary critics?
Tolkien believed that there is no such thing as writing for children, but that we, as adults, simply decide that the appropriate audience for a certain story is children, based on a series of misconceptions about both the nature of this literature and the nature of children. And even Maurice Sendak said the same thing. He said he never wrote a children's book in his life. And in one of his final interviews, he told Stephen Colbert, I think he said, I don't write for children, I write, and somebody decides that's for children. And I absolutely believe that. I think the best children's books have a way of addressing these immutable human concerns. And I tend to gravitate to the ones that have a slightly philosophical bend and explore these existential inquiries. We don't have nearly enough children's books that help kids deal with darker emotions.
There are very different criteria that we think about when looking at illustrated books. What are some of those ingredients for you that make up a great picture book?
The language of picture books, I think, is rather unique in that the words and the visuals carry the story forward in tandem. They should complement each other rather than just reinforce or reiterate each other. And the best picture books, the words don't explain the image on the page, but the image adds dimension to the words. Also, I think every story has a rhythm, so pacing is incredibly important in picture books, especially those in few or no words. If you think about music, if there's no rhythm and no pause between the sounds, it would just be continuous noise. And picture books and picture book narratives need that too, need pacing and pause and negative space to really make the story sing.
So what are some of the books, looking back at the past year or so, or way back to Maurice Sendak, as you mentioned, that you're most excited about or would recommend most heartily right now?
I actually am a bigger fan of vintage children's books. Ursula Nordstrom was, I think, the greatest patron saint of children's literature. She was the visionary editor behind all of Sendak's books, and as well as Charlotte's Web, Goodnight Moon, The Giving Tree, and a number of other children's classics. And the authors that she took under her wing produced some of the most wonderful children's books of all time, including some of my favorite writers like Ruth Krauss and Charlotte Zelikow, whom actually we just lost a few months ago at the age of 98. And, of course, there was Sendak, in whom Ursula Nordstrom saw and very, very patiently nurtured the creative genius in that insecure young artist. And I think this is something that we need more of today. She transcended her professional role as editor to be part friend, part psychotherapist, part sage, and the kind of extraordinary celebrator amplifying her author's talents and guiding them to their creative potential. And I think if there's anything close to an Ursula Nordstrom today, that would be Claudia Zoe Bedrick, who runs a lovely little independent picture book imprint here in Brooklyn named Enchanted Lion. And she publishes a lot of foreign illustrators and writers, and everything she produces is, well, enchanting. And it's precisely those kinds of books that are designed to move hearts and not to move copies. So out of Enchanted Lion, a few of my favorite books, The Hole, it's by a Norwegian illustrator. It has precisely that existential quality to it. There's also Little Boy Brown, which was originally published in 1949, and was illustrated by the great André François, and it's possibly the loveliest ode to friendship and loneliness ever written, and Enchanted Lion republished it recently, as well as Mark Twain's Advice to Little Girls, which he wrote when he was only 30, and it's now newly illustrated by Vladimir Radunsky, one of my favorite book artists. There's also a wonderful Indian publisher called Tower Books, which gives voice to sort of marginalized art and literature through a commune of artists that they work with, and many of them are self-taught in the traditions of Indian art, and they make these remarkable handmade picture books using traditional Indian dyes and telling these timeless tales based on Indian folklore. And as far as specific illustrators go, I love absolutely everything by Myra Kelman, Sophie Blackall, on the author's side, Lemony Snicket, and also John Classen and Isabel Arsenault are some amazing illustrators working today.
How do you know that the books that you're looking at with your adult mind would also be gratifying for children?
I don't, but I think the best children's books speak to the child that we all carry with us through life. And if they're able to make that inner child sing, then chances are they will make a child's heart sing. And I trust in that.
Maria Popova, the woman behind the website Brain Pickings, which collects book reviews, original art, and much, much more. Maria, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.
We'll have a full list of Maria's favorite book picks at wordofmouthradio.org. Up next, you can't make it to South by Southwest? The Austin Chronicle's music editor wades through a sea of band names to find out which ones we should remember. Word of Mouth rocks on after a short break.